chapter 15. Been looking at the healing of this daughter of a woman of Canaan. We'd like to read verses 21 through verse 28. Mark also records this event in Mark chapter 7. But in Matthew 15, begin reading with verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. His disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet or fitting to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. We've seen several things about this woman. She, of course, was a mother. She was a loving mother, no doubt. She had a problem. She had a problem that man could not solve. She had a need that man could not meet. We see in verse 22 that her daughter was grievously vexed with a devil or demon. And this, of course, became a great burden to her, an almost unbearable burden. We see in process of time that she had heard of Christ. She believed what she had heard. As a result of believing, we see that in verse 22, she came to Christ. She came believing certain things concerning Christ. She believed that he was able, that he was able to meet her need, that he was able to deliver her daughter from this demon. She believed that he was merciful. She pleaded for his mercy. She believed that he was the Lord and the Messiah. She referred to him several times as Lord. She referred to him as the Son of David. In other words, the promised one of the Old Testament. So she heard about Christ. She believed what she heard. And she had great faith. We see that she is an example of faith. She is an example of what faith will do. We see her faith overcame many obstacles. Faith will always encounter obstacles. Wherever there is faith, there will be obstacles to counter or to attempt to discourage that faith. And that was the case here. We see that she pleaded with Christ in verse 22, My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. That is, Christ was silent. Christ did not respond to her. He just continued to walk through the coast of Tyre and Sidon. In addition to that, we see that the apostles, they spoke to Christ and they pleaded with Christ that he would send this woman away because she had become a nuisance to them. They just wanted her gone. And her faith overcame that as well. So her faith overcame the silence of Christ. And again, it requires great faith in the times of Christ's silence. And we all have those times where we pray and the Lord is silent. And that is always a test of faith. And then we see that God's people don't always act like they ought to. And certainly that was the case here with the disciples. Send her away. God's people are not always as loving as they ought to be, as was the case here. But her faith overcame that as well, because she was not focused upon the behavior of the apostles. Her focus at this time was the fact that her daughter was grievously vexed with the devil. And she believed that Christ was able to deliver her daughter. We see that Christ would later speak, but he spoke of a doctrine. And again, he is not speaking to her at this time. He's speaking to the apostles in verse 24. He said, "I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." She was not of the house of Israel. She was of Tyre and Sidon. She was a Canaanite. So the very words of Christ seemed to disqualify her from the blessings of the Lord. But she continued. She continued to believe. We see in verse 25, "Then came she." Now again, we see in verse 22 that she came, and now we see she came again. She never went away. But if you, again in Mark's account, Jesus in Mark 7 verse 25, Jesus entered a house, and she came to that house. She followed Christ to that house, and we see that she came and she fell down before him, and she worshipped him. We see here in Matthew 15 verse 25, she worshipped him saying, "Lord, help me." And then Christ spoke to her. This is the first time that Christ has spoken to her. And he said, "It is not fitting to take the children's bread, to take the meal that belongs to Israel, to take the bread that belongs to the Jews, and throw it to the dogs." The Canaanites, of course, were considered dogs. Again, she continued to believe. She continued to pursue Christ. She said in verse 27, "Truth, Lord." That is not proper. It's not proper to take someone's meal and throw it to the dogs. "Yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table." That also is very expressive of what this woman believed. She took her place as a dog. But more importantly than that, she saw for Christ to heal her daughter was as simple to him as just throwing a few crumbs under the table. Nothing difficult about that. Nothing difficult about dropping a few crumbs. So though she had a problem that was beyond the ability of man, she looked at it as, it's so simple for him, it's just like dropping crumbs on the floor. After all of this, a great miracle took place. And we see it in verse 28. In verse 28, Christ commends her faith. He said, "O woman, great is thy faith." There are a few individuals where the Lord commended their faith. And there are several individuals where the Lord rebuked a lack of faith. But this particular woman, a Canaanite, not well learned as far as knowing Christ, she had heard some things and she believed what she heard. And yet the Lord said, O woman, great is thy faith. She gave evidence of faith. She gave evidence of faith in the fact that she came. And she had to leave her comfort zone in order to come. She's a Canaanite. She gave evidence of her faith by the fact that she persevered. She continued on. Perseverance is a great evidence of faith. People that are always quitting is an evidence, well, could be an evidence of many things, but it is obviously an evidence of a lack of faith. What is faith? Because this woman's faith was great. Faith, of course, is persuasion and confidence in God. She no doubt had that. She was persuaded that Christ was able. She was very confident that Christ was able. Faith is dependence and reliance upon God. The fact that she left her home and came to Christ and presented her need and pleaded with Christ shows that she was depending upon Him. She was relying upon Him. Faith, of course, is trusting in God, and part of trust is letting go of whatever it is that we might hold on to. And she would have to let go of everything she'd ever been taught. Faith is trust. Faith is believing. She believed. Faith is seeing. Believing is seeing. Again, the old saying is seeing is believing, but that's scripturally untrue. Just the opposite is true scripturally. Believing is seeing. If you believe, you'll be amazed at some things that you'll see. And this woman saw something in Christ that others did not see. Faith, of course, is leaning and resting upon God. And she was leaning upon Christ, not physically. Faith is cleaving to God and looking to God and coming to God. She did all of these things. Faith is surrender to God. We surrender to the degree of our faith. Faith determines the degree to which you and I will let go. Faith determines the degree of our surrender. So people will often preach, the problem is people don't surrender. Well, that's a problem, but that's really not the problem. The problem is a lack of faith. Because if you had faith, you would surrender. You would surrender. It's dependent upon faith. Faith is the persistent pursuing upon God. She certainly did that. She pursued Christ. In spite of all the obstacles that were in her way, she just continued to pursue Jesus Christ. Faith is acting upon what the Lord has said. And we will see that she certainly did that as well. Faith, basically, is just living in the reality of God. You can believe a lot of things, but that doesn't mean that it's a reality in your life. Faith is living in the reality of God. Faith is living in the reality of who God is and what God has said. And Jesus looked at this woman, and he said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. What he's telling her is, your faith is extraordinary. What you possess is not ordinary. And real faith is rare. Real faith is anything but ordinary. Unbelief is ordinary. But this woman had great faith. That is, she had extraordinary faith. Her faith was great. That means that it was extensive. It was extensive in her life. It covered her life. The fact that it was great means that it was powerful. It had a powerful influence upon her. It determined what she did. So it is today. Her faith was dominant in her life. It dominated everything she did. And again, her faith was very influential in her life. Great is thy faith. You see, great faith is overcoming faith. If faith does not lead you to overcome, that's not much faith. Faith is overcoming. And this woman overcame. She overcame the silence of Christ. Many, if Christ does not answer immediately, they throw up their hands. What's the use? Well, that's a lack of faith. And then the apostles acting the way they did, that would offend almost anybody to the point where they would go back home and live the remaining of their days in bitterness. But faith overcomes that. Faith overcomes all of those things. And that's why, really, you can almost always say, you just need to believe. And that's true. That would fix almost everything if people just believed. So great faith will overcome. Great faith will take you beyond yourself. It took her beyond her cultural barriers to Christ. It'll not only take you beyond yourself, it'll take you to extraordinary lengths. Her faith was great. And her faith serves as an example. But notice also, after commending her faith in verse 28, that Christ gave her assurance and comfort. O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee as thou wilt. Those are very comforting words to this woman. Because what is it that this woman wanted? She wanted her daughter to be better. And Christ is saying, whatever it is that you want, it's done. In the context of her daughter. This woman, as you read the account, never once made a single plea based upon the grounds of personal merit. Not one single plea of personal merit. But her continual pleading had its basis in what? The mercy of Christ. She pleaded for the Lord's mercy. And he assured her. He satisfied her with these words. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Notice in Mark's account, in Mark 7 verse 29, and he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. The devil is presently, right now, gone out of thy daughter. That is, right now as we speak, the demon has left your daughter. This was very comforting to this woman. This woman could find assurance that everything was okay in these simple words of Christ. So she was comforted. She found assurance. And we realize that the source of comfort and the source of assurance is the Lord. But what is it that led her to that source? Faith. It was faith that led her to the place of comfort and assurance. So Christ comforts her, assures her, satisfies her. And Christ healed her daughter. We see again back in Matthew 15 and verse 28. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. From that statement, we see that the cure was complete, as indicated by the words made whole. Made whole. It doesn't say thy daughter is some better now. There is some improvement. That's not what it says. It says she's made whole. She has been completely delivered from this demon. The healing is complete. But the healing was not only complete, it was instant, as indicated by the phrase, from that very hour. Thy daughter is made whole from that very hour. So it was a complete healing. It was an immediate or instant healing. But notice also that it does not merely say that she was whole from that very hour. It says more than that. There's one word there that you cannot leave out. She was made whole from that very hour. She was made whole. The word made indicates a work. She is whole because of a work that's taken place. The word made implies power. She is whole because of the power of another. The word made implies skill. She is whole because of the work, the power, and the skill of another. That other, of course, being Jesus Christ. So it does not just say she was whole from that hour. She was made whole. That's why we need to look at every single word of a verse of Scripture. We see Jesus brought about a complete and instant cure in this girl without ever going to the house where she was. Jesus brought about a complete and instant cure in this girl without ever giving a single piece of instruction to this girl, without ever giving a single command to this girl. The demon was the cause of her grievous vexation. In other words, the grievous vexation was a symptom of demon possession. And Jesus made her whole by attending to the root cause of the girl's grievous vexation, which was the demon. The demon is now gone. As a result, she was made whole. The demon is gone by the power of Christ. But notice again here in Matthew 15, verse 28, then Jesus answered and said to her, woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Now, this woman's faith is further illustrated by the fact that after Christ said to her, Mark 7, verse 29, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. She didn't ask for proof. She didn't ask for proof. She didn't say, well, Lord, how do I know that? I'm not leaving here until you show me proof that she has been made whole. No, all Christ had to say is, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And she returned home. And she returned home believing that it would be just as Christ said. You see, that's faith. All faith needs is the word of the Lord. Faith doesn't need proof. Faith just needs the word of the Lord. This woman had no proof. She did have the word of Christ. And to her, that was more assuring than physical evidence. So she returned home. And we read in Mark 7 and verse 30, and when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. So when she returned home, she found it to be just as Christ said it would be. Her daughter, who had been grievously vexed by this devil, was now laying peacefully upon the bed, no longer disturbed and harassed by a demon. This woman of Canaan, she found joy and peace in believing. Imagine the joy that she had when she returned home and her daughter was made whole. We see in Romans 15 and verse 13 that there is joy and peace in believing. You see, everybody's looking for joy and everybody's looking for peace. And the Bible makes it very plain that there is joy and peace in believing. And this woman believed. Great is thy faith. And you think about that home, and we'll close. She returned home. As a result of the power of Christ, the whole atmosphere of that house was different. It was different. The simple work of Christ changed the whole atmosphere of that house. And may I say that will still happen today. The work of Christ changes the atmosphere. The work of Christ changes people. The work of Christ changes hearts. Man seeks just to fix the outside, but that doesn't last long. The work of Christ changes the atmosphere. So this woman, again, is an example of great faith. Let's look to the Lord.